fallen figure and rolled it over so that he could see the face. His head swam for a second as he looked. It wasn't Gao. It was her friend, Ki Alsorifus, who had died here. Her blackened, cracked face stared out, dry-eyed, through the still clear visor of her helmet. He looked at the door and at the corridor. Of course, he was in another part of the temple. Same situation, but a different set of passageways, and a different person. The woman's suit was holed centimetres deep in a few places. The smell of burned flesh leaked into Hawes's ill-fitting suit, making him gag. He stood up, took Ki Alsorifus's laser, stepped over the slanted door, and went out onto the wall walk. He ran along it, round a corner, ducking once as a micro-howitzer shell landed too close to the temple's sloping walls and sent up a shower of flashing crystal fragments and ruddy chunks of sandstone. The plasma cannons were still firing from the forest too, but Hawser couldn't see any flying figures. He was looking for them when he suddenly sensed the suit to one side of him, standing in the angle of the wall. He stopped, recognizing Gao's suit, and stood about 3 meters from her while she looked at him. She pushed the visor on her helmet up slowly, her grey face and black, pit-like eyes fixed on the laser rifle he was carrying. The look on her face made him wish he had checked the gun was still switched on. He looked down at the gun in his hand, then at the woman who was still staring at it. He was going to explain.
She killed, yeah?
The woman's voice sounded flat. She seemed to sigh. Hawser drew in a breath, was about to start talking again, but Gao spoke in the same monotone.
I thought I hear she.
Suddenly, she brought her gun hand up, flashing in the blue and pink of the morning sky. Hawser saw what she was doing and started forward, reaching out instantly with one hand, even though he knew he was too far away and too late to do anything. Don't! He had time to shout. But the gun was already in the woman's mouth, and an instant later, as Hawser started to duck and his eyes closed instinctively, the back of Gao's helmet blew out in a single pulse of unseen light, throwing a sudden red cloud over the mossy wall behind. Hawser sat down on his haunches, hands closed round the gun barrel in front of him, eyes staring out at the distant jungle. What a mess, he thought. What a fucking obscene, stupid mess. He hadn't been thinking of what Gao had just done to herself, but he looked round at the red stain on the angled wall and the collapsed shape of Gao's suit, and thought it again. He was about to start back down the outer wall of the temple when something moved in the air above him. He turned and saw Yalsin landing on the wall walk. She looked at Gao's body once, then they exchanged what they both knew of the situation, what she had heard over the open communicator channel, what Hawser had seen in the hall. And they decided they would stay put until some of the others came out, or they gave up hope. According to Yalsin, only Rava Gamdol and Sabalik Odrai were definitely dead after the firefight in the hall. But all three Bratzilakins had been there too, and nobody had heard anything from them after the open channel had become intelligible again, and most of the screaming had stopped. Craiglin was alive and well, but lost. Doralo lost too, sitting crying, maybe blinded, and Lenipobra, against all advice and Craiglin's orders, had entered the temple through a roof door and was heading down to try to rescue anybody he could, using only a small projectile pistol he'd been carrying. Yalsin and Hawser sat back to back on the wall walk, Yalsin keeping the changer informed on how things were going in the temple. Lam flew overhead, heading for the jungle where he took one of the plasma cannons from the protesting Wubslin. He had just landed nearby when Lenipobra announced proudly he had found Doralo, and Craiglin reported he could see daylight. There was still no sound from the Bratzilakins. Craiglin appeared round a corner of the wall walk. Lenipobra leapt into view, clutching Doralo to his suit and bounding down over the walls in a series of great, slow jumps as his AG struggled to lift both him and the woman. They set off back to the shuttle. Jandra Ligeli could see movement on the road beyond the temple, and there was sniper fire coming from the jungle on that side. Lam wanted to tear into the temple with a plasma cannon and vaporize a few monks, but Craiglin ordered the retreat. Lam threw the plasma gun down and sailed off toward the shuttle alone, swearing loudly over the open channel, on which Yalsin was still trying to call the Bratzilakins. They waded through the tall cane grass and bushes under the whooshing trails of plasma bolts as Jandra Ligeli gave them cover. They had to duck occasionally. A small bore projectile fire tore through the greenery around them.